America today is stumbling in a moral and spiritual darkness of socialism, of paganism, of anarchy, where cities are being burned to the ground. 50,000 children per year are snatched off the streets of America in sex trafficking. Every time that Amber Alert goes off, some young girl's life is fundamentally ending as she's going to be a sex slave, put on drugs, and for the rest of her life live in a living hell unless the cops can find her. And right now, the policemen are being reduced in force, as is the will of the liberal people. Sexual perversion that equals Sodom and Gomorrah has come to America. We're losing the freedom of speech. What is the answer? That we come back to the Bible. Listen to these numbers given by George Berner, the greatest statistician on Christian churches in the history. He said there are about 364,000 churches in America. What percentage of those 364,000 churches are Bible-believing churches? According to Berner, 28%. That means 3 out of 4 churches do not preach nor teach the Bible. They do not have a Bible worldview. And that's why this sermon today, Back to the Bible. This book is inerrant. Inerrant means it's free of error. When you hear someone say, oh, well, the Bible is full of errors, say, show me one. They'll swallow their teeth. Moral, this is the moral foundation of civilization. The Bible is greater than other books, as the Rocky Mountains are greater than a grain of sand in the parking lot of this church. The Bible is greater than other books, as the blazing sun is greater at high noon, is greater than the glow of a single candle on your child's birthday cake. The Bible is greater than other books, as the 7 seas of the earth are greater than the dripping faucet in your house. The Bible is a lamp unto my feet. It's a light unto my pathway. The Bible is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing truth from a lie, dividing right from wrong, dividing wheat from tares, dividing sheep from goats. The Bible is the moral compass of the soul. The Bible is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. This book will endure forever. Atheists have lied about it. Progressives have mocked it. Dictators have burned it. Yet it rises from the ashes of rejection to live again, to bring life again, to bring love again, to produce joy and peace that surpasses understanding, to bring a prosperity that only God can bring, and hope for the troubled heart. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. Thy word is truth. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. America, consider the unsearchable riches of the Word of God. This book contains the mind of God. Do you want to know what God thinks about anything? It's in this book. This book contains the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners. Not everybody's going to heaven. If you don't receive Jesus Christ as Lord, you're not going. This is the Magna Carta of happiness for all believers. The doctrines in this book are holy. Its precepts are binding. Its histories are true. And its decisions are immutable. Immutable means they're not capable of being changed. That means the Supreme Court cannot change this book. A vote of Congress cannot change this book. This book is eternal, written in the courts of heaven. It is forever true. I wonder how many Christians now read the Bible at all every day. I was talking to our Vice President Mike Pence recently, and we were talking about the Word of God, not what's going on in the Middle East, but the Word of God. I want to tell you that our Vice President is a dedicated Bible reading, Christ honoring man of God. The vice president made his statement to me concerning his love of the scripture, and he asked me what was my favorite Bible scripture, and I told him. I returned, and what is your favorite scripture? He said, it's Jeremiah 29:11. He said, I've had it over my fireplace ever since I was the governor. That scripture reads, I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope. I want to assure every person here and the millions who are watching across America, our vice president is a righteous man who deserves our prayer and support.
The United States is the greatest nation on earth, yet there are powers that seek to destroy our country.
We have abandoned the principles that founded our nation. The church is under attack. And there are those in our country who are trying to close its doors and to destroy your constitutional right to religious freedom. It's time to take a stand and vote for leaders who would preserve the American way of life.
For your gift of any amount, Hagee Ministries will send you Pastor John Hagee's book, Earth's Last Empire, with over 40% new content, and a Shields of Strength custom dog tag. For gifts of $200 or more, you will also receive a prophecy Bible, a signed copy of Earth's Last Empire, and a handcrafted, veteran-made wooden cross.
And now is the time to put your faith into action and go vote the Bible.
Send your gift today. Call the number on your screen or visit jhm.org/empire.
In another conversation with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, at this time he was the head of the CIA, we had a telephone conference date, and he was a little late, and he came to the phone, and I'm waiting for the guy who's chasing Russian spies, guys who's just in the thick of the most evil scenarios on planet Earth. And this is what he says without saying, hello, how are you? He simply said, I want to thank you for the way you present the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ to the world. Wow! This is the combat manual for spiritual warfare that guarantees you victory over the world, over the flesh, and over the devil. Yes, there's hardship. Yes, there's reversal. But at the end of the day, we are the triumphant bride of Christ, victorious over the world, the flesh, and the devil. When you speak the powerful words of this Bible, the thrill of victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil will bathe your heart and mind. Angels will rejoice, and demons will tremble in fear, because the power of this word is greater than the powers of the prince of darkness. The victory is ours, America. The victory is ours, America. Victory over socialism, victory over anarchy, victory over racial bigotry, victory over political corruption. Let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. Christians of America, go to the voting booth and turn on the light of righteousness. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Give him praise in this house. You don't break God's word breaks you. God's not up in heaven saying, oh my goodness, they're not doing what I think they should do. Do it long enough, and you'll find out the only thing that equals the love of God is the wrath of God. Take this message of the Bible into the voting booth and vote the Bible. Do not vote for a socialist, because a socialist worships another god, and that god is the state. Socialism is where the government tells we the people what we must do. Democracy is where we the people tell the government what they must do. And if they don't do it, you vote them out of office. Don't keep sending the same old cadre back to Washington who hasn't performed. Send them home. Do not vote for a defender of abortion. In the eyes of God, abortion is murder. A woman's right to choose does not include the murder of a child. Do not vote for any candidate that will not honor the United States military. They deserve our support. Our freedom was purchased with their blood. Do not vote for anyone who's trying to cut the pay of policemen and put the policemen of America on the run. The policemen of America who defend we the people from the thugs in the street. We must have an unbridled police department. Without policemen, anarchists will rule the streets. There will be no one to come when they're burning your house down. Do not vote for anyone who will not stand with Israel. No one. Israel is not a political issue. Israel is a Bible issue, and it starts at Genesis 12 and does not stop to the last jot and tittle of the book of Revelation. I will bless those who bless you and curse those who curse you. It's simple. It's not difficult. Either get with the program or suffer the consequences. Where is Egypt? It's gone. Where is Rome? It's gone. Where the Nazi government? It's gone. Where the Jewish people? They're thriving. They're alive. They're the most progressive society on the face of the earth. Do not sit on your couch on election day and whine about how bad things are. Get up and go vote the Bible. Take America back and do it now. Psalm 66:1, David writes, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with thanksgiving. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. We have not made ourselves, but he has made us." And then he says, "He will not let the rebellious exalt themselves." He will not allow anarchists to overtake these United States of America. If we ask him, he will deliver. Take this to the voting booth. It will happen. Are you looking for forgiveness? Have you strayed from the path of righteousness? Is there a dark chapter in your life? King David says in Psalms 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." What? All his benefits. What are those benefits? He heals you from all diseases. 2, he redeems your life from destruction. 3, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things to eat, so that your youth is, listen to this, gray-headed legions, so that your youth is renewed like eagles. That means at age 80, you can still fly. Are you looking for the love of your life? This is the greatest marriage manual ever printed. Let me give you 3 quick suggestions if you're looking for someone to marry. 1, marry someone of the opposite sex. 2, young lady, marry a man who has a job and love to work. 3, marry a Bible believer. Marry a Bible believer. There are 3,000 promises in this book. Each one of them brings the power, the presence, and the provision of God. Listen to the Bible fact. You were born to be blessed. Follow the blessings of God in the Bible. In the gates of Genesis, he blesses Adam and Eve. They stray, but he blessed them. When he wanted to build a nation, he found Abraham and gave him a blessing. That blessing is in Genesis 12, and it's one of the most powerful blessings in all of the scripture. You will not understand the Bible until you understand that Genesis 12 covenant. God blessed Isaac and Jacob, his 12 sons. King David, generations later, the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in Psalms 1 writes, "Blessed is the man who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the way of the scornful." Jesus, the descendant of King David, gives his first sermon by the Sea of Galilee, sitting on a rock. He said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, blessed are the merciful, blessed are the peacemakers, blessed, 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 blessed." That's what it was all about. St. Paul began every book he wrote with blessings to you from God the Father. John the Revelator begins the book of Revelation. Blessed is he who reads and hears this book from Genesis to Revelation. You are destined to be blessed. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad. Let's narrow the scope and focus on the one blessing that will bless America. The blessing God gave to Abraham: "I will bless those who bless you, Abraham." The blessing of blessing Israel is not a political issue, it is a Bible issue. I say again, God promises to bless those who bless Israel and the Jewish people. I believe to the core of my being that the reason God has blessed me so much is because I made a decision in 1978 to bless the Jewish people in every way I could. And from that day until late last night, the blessings of God have been poured out on me beyond measure. Romans 15:27, Paul writes, "For if the Gentiles," that would be you, "have been partakers of the Jewish spiritual things, it is the Gentiles' duty to minister to the Jewish people in material things." What spiritual things have the Jewish people given to Christians? The Word of God. Every word in this book written by Jewish people. Don't throw the Jewish people overboard and say God has replaced them. He has not replaced them. God, through Jesus Christ, has loved us, but he has not cast them aside. Consider the Pharaoh that blessed Joseph. God blessed him. God blessed Egypt. All of the grandeur of Egypt was built when the Jewish people were there as slaves, and God liberated them. The Pharaoh that came against the Jewish people, God drowned him and turned him to fish food in the Red Sea in a fraction of minutes. Luke 7, the centurion's servant was supernaturally blessed by God because he built the Jewish people a synagogue. You can check this out today in the Bible. The point is, when Gentiles start doing things of compassion toward the Jewish people, miracles start happening. It happened again in Acts 10. Cornelius of Caesarea, the Bible called him a man of good report among the Jewish people who gave alms. That would be financial support to the Jewish people. God sent an angel to the Apostle Peter to the house of Cornelius. The house of Cornelius was the first Gentile house in the New Testament to hear the gospel. They were all spirit-filled on the spot. Why? Because this man loved the Jewish people. That's why. President Trump has blessed the nation of Israel like no president in the history of America. He has recognized the city of Jerusalem. He has moved the embassy from the Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. I was privileged to give the benediction at that historic occasion. He's given the sovereignty of the Golan Heights. He has crushed the Iran nuclear deal. He recently united Israel and the Arab nations to work together. I am going to watch this historic thing happen because this man has been willing to bless the people of Israel. God bless you, Mr. President. The Word of God determines your potential. When God creates something, He finds a substance from which to create it. And from that moment, that new creation has to stay in touch with its source, or it will die. God created plants from dirt. If you pull a plant away from dirt, it will die. God created stars from gases. Stars are nothing but a mass of burning gas. You might remember that the next time someone calls you a star. God created fish, put them in the water, but take a fish out of water and it dies. God created you and me out of Himself. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and God was the Word. The Word of God is the protoplasm of life. When I stop reading the Word of God, which is my source, I start, that's it, dying. If your food intake was the same as the intake of this book, what would you look like in front of a mural? A dangling skeleton held by a thread. How many hours a week do you watch secular television? And how much do you read this? The Word of God is going to have the final word. The Word of God reveals the end of the age. What's going to happen on planet Earth from now on until the end of time? Every answer is in this book. In my book, Earth's Last Empire, everything that's going to happen from today until eternity is in that book. The next thing that's going to happen is the rapture of the church, and it could happen today. There's nothing prophetically that has to happen. There will be next the judgment seat of Christ, in which every one of us will stand before God and be judged. Then there is the marriage supper of the Lamb, the seven-year celebration in heaven. The coming Antichrist will come out of Europe and establish a government of 10. The 7 years of tribulation is going to come to the earth. God is going to protect the Jewish people at the place called Petra in Jordan from the rage of the Antichrist, because the Antichrist will pronounce himself as God and demand the world to worship him, and they will not. The Antichrist gets killed, he rises from the dead, and he forms a global empire. There are seven seals, seven trumpets, and seven vials of tribulation. There are 21 cataclysmic things that happen on the earth. Think about it. You think COVID-19 is something? It is a dress rehearsal for the 21 things that are about to happen. In the book of Revelation chapter 9, on one day the angel of the Lord kills 1/3 of the earth's population. That, my friend, is a pandemic. There's the battle of Armageddon. Who wins that? There's a 75-day gap from the second coming, when Christ touches the Mount of Olives, until he sets up his millennial kingdom. Daniel tells us about that. There's then the great white throne judgment. Then there's the creation, recreation of planet Earth. And then eternity begins. Time is no more. And we who have accepted Christ will live forever and forever and forever and forever in the presence of God. In the Bible, God has a circle experience. We start in the Genesis with the Garden of Eden, and after all the trials and tribulations of all the generations, we come right back around and God recreates the earth like the Garden of Eden, and we will have access to the earth and to heaven, where we will live forever and forever and forever and forever and forever. Hallelujah! Thy word is true. Thy word is true. Hallelujah. America has over 329 million people. According to Pew Research, 65% of adult Americans say they're Christians.
With this many people of faith in the United States, why should we settle for less than what is required by God's Word?
This November 3rd, vote the Bible. Stay with us for the blessing.
Go. Go and tell the world that Jesus came, died, and rose again for the forgiveness of your sins. Go and share the good news of your salvation. Take it into the furthermost corners of the world. This charge is for every Christian, but not every Christian knows how to preach amongst the day-to-day rhythms of life. We do, and we can do this together. Connect your passion with ours. Become a legacy partner today. Call the number on your screen or go to jhm.org/legacy.
Our world is in crisis mode, but God is still on the throne. From New York Times bestselling author, Pastor John Hagee, Earth's Last Empire, The Final Game of Thrones. Newly revised and updated with up-to-the-minute information on how contemporary events shed light on what is to come and how this will eventually take us to the Battle of Armageddon. Earth's Last Empire, The Final Game of Thrones. Available at jhm.org and wherever books are sold.
You've been watching Hagee Ministries. And now, your blessing with Pastor John Hagee.
And now, may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. May the Lord give you his peace to know that everything will be all right. May he grant you the wisdom and boldness to stand up for godliness in this crucial hour for our country, that your voice may be heard. Share God's truth and his love in your community, for we are called to love our neighbor and to share the salvation message. Let your influence be heard around the nation as you train up your children and grandchildren in the fear of the Lord. Plant the seeds of moral virtue in those around you, always standing up and speaking up for righteousness' sake. Receive this blessing in Jesus' name.